97.5, The Fanatic.
And without further ado, I've been promoing him since 4 o'clock, since I've been here. One of my favorite scribes. Go back a long way with this guy, Les Bowen from the Philadelphia Inquirer, on the Comcast Business Hotline right now. Hello, Les. How are you, my friend?
Hey, Joe. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing tremendous, man. This is my day out, my big day out. I get to come to work. So I'm happy. I appreciate you coming on. You do good work. I read your articles. You had one on some of their other needs other than wideout, mm-hmm. and you had one on the logistics of how the draft is going to work on Thursday night, and how Howie Roseman's house got turned into like his office, and mm-hmm. interesting stuff. Let's start with the draft Thursday night. Yeah. You know, I know the fans are clamoring for a wide receiver, and they do need a wide receiver, but I also think, and you made some good points, that they, and I've been saying this, I said I wouldn't get so locked in because they all have some other needs, and they don't usually go for a linebacker, but a Kenneth Murray could be your foundation for the next decade if he's there, or Patrick mm-hmm. Queen, C.J. Henderson, if he falls, he might be a guy to be on the opposite side of Darius Slay, maybe. You know, you need a day one starter, and I wouldn't personally get so locked in because it is a very, very target-rich environment in terms of wide receivers this year. You can probably get one later in the second round. But they didn't do anything in the trade market or free agency to help bolster the wide receiver position. So what kind of position does that put them in? Does that really kind of put them in a hole where they almost have to take a wide receiver at 21?
Well, you said what I was just going to bring up, Joe. I would feel better. I mean, it is certainly possible to take something else at 21 or to trade back from 21 like the previous caller was going to do if the really top wide receivers aren't there. There's nothing wrong with that, but it sure puts a lot of pressure on that subsequent wide receiver pick when you didn't do anything in free agency or through trades. I've heard people say you can get a starting quality wide receiver as late as the fifth round in this draft and things like that. Maybe, but my vantage point on the Eagles is they need something more than a, quote, starting quality, unquote,
right.
wide receiver. They need a difference maker.
Mm-hmm.
And I would almost, if there's a way to trade up and get CeeDee Lamb, even though they have a lot of needs, and if you could somehow do it with some of the draft picks that you give up being next year's, I'd love to get somebody who's really going to be a star, going to be one of the great players in the contemporary history of the franchise. I just think that's a better way to go. But we don't know what's going to happen at 21. They do have a lot of needs. They are down from 10 to 8 picks after doing the Darius Slay trade. And, you know, the scenario you just outlined to that guy a second ago, if the top four are gone and the linebacker from Oklahoma is gone, Murray, and C.J. Henderson is gone, the corner, I probably would be looking to trade back too. Patrick Queen, though, I wouldn't yell at them for taking Patrick Queen.
No, I wouldn't either.
As long as they got the wide receiver, the guy they got in the second round was money. You know, if it was somebody like Rieger or Mims or, you know, Hamler, somebody that you can have a pretty good feeling is going to be better than what they had
mm-hmm.
and really good. But I'd still feel better getting one of the top guys.
Yeah, well, what would it take, do you think? Because I see in so many mock drafts, CeeDee Lamb is around 12 or 13. That's probably where he falls, at least according to these mock drafts I'm looking at by the experts and the pundits, quote unquote.
Yeah.
What do you think it would take to move up that many spots to take a CeeDee Lamb if they decided to go that route?
I've seen a couple different scenarios. People are getting away from the old Jimmy Johnson value chart thing. I don't know. It would certainly take 21 and probably the second round pick and something else. If you could make the something else, again, from next year, I would give up a high pick next year. You know, for one thing, we don't know, is there going to be a college football season to really evaluate prospects for next year?
Right.
You know, Maybe next year's picks aren't going to be, you know, maybe that's going to be a draft that people are just totally unprepared for. And we brought that up with Howie Roseman in our conference call the other day, and his argument was, yeah, what if that doesn't happen? What if, you know, you have enough of a college season and it turns out to be a great draft crop and, you know, you've traded away your top picks?
Yeah.
That would be bad as well. But I would, you know, you get CeeDee Lamb in here and, you know, worry about those other needs later is my, would be my feeling, my emotional feeling anyway. I don't know if that's smart or not.
Okay, well, we shall see. He's projected to be the top wide receiver of the crop. So he killed it for Oklahoma this past year. Now, let me ask you something, because I brought up, I'll shift directions a little bit at the beginning of the show, that there's a guy on the blocks from Jacksonville. I'm not even talking about Leonard Fournette. I'm talking about Yannick Ngakoue, who is a pretty dynamite edge rusher, 4 years in, doesn't want to sign a long-term deal. They franchised him and probably looking to move him. Any chance the Eagles could work something that where they can acquire this guy, and what would they have to give up to do it?
Well, that's the thing, Joe. I mean, first of all, Jacksonville is not really looking to move him. They don't want to move him. He's going to have to really force the issue. And I don't know that they're at that point yet where they're ready to just give in. You know, it would might have to be like when he doesn't show up for the season or something.
Right.
You know.
Right.
And the other thing is that would take, you're not getting a wide receiver, one of the better wide receivers in this draft if you make that trade, because you've got to give up all kinds of stuff to get that guy, I would think. I just don't see how they could do it without having brought in a wide receiver, you know, in free agency or through trade. I would be really leery of that. It'd be a great guy to have, but I just don't see how they could do it. I don't know what they could put together that would really, a guy with that value at that age, it's going to take a big package, I would think. It's too bad he doesn't play for Houston, and then you could get him for nothing. But,
right? How does Bill O'Brien still have a job? I don't know. That still amazes me. But we're with Les Bowen from the Philadelphia Inquirer. He's on the Comcast Business Hotline. Les, Kenneth Murray and Patrick Queen keep coming up, and the Eagles, as we know, haven't taken a linebacker in the first round since 79. Jerry Robinson was also the 21st pick. They took a couple linebackers in the last 8 years high. Michael Kendricks went in the second round. Mm-hmm. Jordan Hicks went in the third round. Both were productive. One started for the Super Bowl team. The other would have, but he was injured. And when he did play, he was a playmaker. And you can see that they need playmakers on defense. They're kind of bereft of them. Would you have a problem if they took a Kenneth Murray or a Patrick Queen with the first pick?
Not really. Again, if they can address wide receiver adequately later on, I would not. They're in a tough position at linebacker. I know they don't value the position real high, but Jim Schwartz's defense puts some pressure on those linebackers. You know, the nobody on the defensive line is really looking to stop the run, and there are some coverage responsibilities that the linebackers have, and they kind of devalue it because they can use safeties and extra corners and get into packages where they only have one or two linebackers on the field. But it sure helps if those one or two linebackers are really good.
Right.
You know, so yeah, I would like that. You know, again, you gotta convince me that they are going to find a really good wide receiver somewhere else if they do that.
They obviously would have to give up a lot to move down to 12 or 13 and take a CeeDee Lamb, but there are two other guys, Jerry Jeudy and Henry Ruggs. Some mock drafts, I see Henry Ruggs falling to 21. I don't know if that's actually going to happen, but they might not have to move up that much to maybe land a Henry Ruggs. Do you think they'd be interested in him? I mean,
I mean, the danger is he hasn't been the main guy at Alabama because Jeudy is so good, but we've seen guys the last few years. I think that was something the Eagles learned from last season, is that they kind of overlooked guys like McLaurin down in Washington because he wasn't a star at Ohio State. And, you know, if a guy's not a star in college, you know, how good is he?
But
the fact was Ohio State was so good that they didn't really get him the ball enough.
Yeah.
that wasn't his fault. And he's a darn good player. And I think the Eagles kind of learned from that a little bit. That's kind of the knock on Ruggs, is Judy was the number one guy and the team was so good. And, you know, he hasn't run a real, you know, varied route tree. He's raw, but he runs a 4.27 40 and he catches the ball. And I think you can work with that if you have good coaches, you know?
Yeah.
I'd love to have Henry Ruggs. I'd love to have Jerry Judy, you know, or even Jefferson from LSU. If Jefferson's there at 21, I'd take Jefferson.
I don't know that
he's not a speed guy, but everybody gets so obsessed about he's played so much from the slot. I don't think that matters. I think he could play outside. I wouldn't bypass him just because of that. It's one story that I'm writing this week is, It's really hard to evaluate wide receivers at the first, especially early in the draft. You see a huge bust rate there. If you go back and look at the last 10 or so drafts, there's so many wide receivers who went top 10, top 15, top 20. And you're like, oh yeah, I remember that guy. You know, it's somebody that was never any good.
Right.
And the reason, part of the reason is that you don't see press coverage in college. I was watching some highlight tape of Brandon Ayuk the other day, who's a very, you know, highly renowned prospect.
And the kid from Arizona State.
Maybe a second-round guy, especially if you traded back and had, like, a high second-round pick. You know, that might be somebody you would want. I can't find any film with him playing against press coverage. All the film is the corners are, like, 12 yards off, and he just sort of takes off and runs past people. And how do you know if that guy can play in the NFL? I don't, from watching that. I have no idea. A lot of his catches are on screens and things like that, which is, you know, something the Eagles do, but they have other people that can catch screens. That's not really what they, you know, what they're in the draft looking for right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's really hard with wide receivers. Henry Ruggs, like, you know, I think he certainly has all the tools. I've met him. He was at the Senior Bowl practices. Really good guy, I think, as far as I can tell. His parents both worked for the state of Alabama. You know, he had a solid upbringing and all that. And I feel the same way about Jefferson. I think they're both pretty safe picks for the Eagles.
All right, let me ask you this before I let you go, Les, because you did write an article about the logistics of Thursday night. Do you foresee any problems with the way it's set up, where everyone's in their own home and making picks and communicating that way? And does it hurt the teams that are more aggressive and like to make trades because it's a little bit more difficult to get to a lot of teams quickly?
That's an interesting thought. That's something a lot of people have brought up. Howie Roseman did not buy into that notion. His point was that if we're going to talk to the New York Jets and Joe Douglas, we'd be talking to him on the phone anyway. It's not any different than if we were at NovaCare. But it kind of is, because if you're at NovaCare and you get a call from Joe Douglas, you can sort of put your hand over the, you know, part of the phone and say, hey, I've got Joe Douglas on the line, to everybody else in the room. Jeff Lurie,
right.
Doug Peterson,
right.
You know, and kind of discuss very quickly in a matter of seconds, because sometimes teams are trying to do this while they're on the clock with a pick, you know, and you can, you know, in a minute you can say, okay, yeah, we'd like to do that, or no, we're going to need such and such. I don't know that you can engineer that in this when everybody's on their computer. He talked about having different rooms on the computers, you know, the scouts will be in this room, sort of, you know, cyber room, and it just seems complicated to me. We'll see. Nobody has any idea whether it will work, because it's never been done.
Unprecedented.
And, I think everybody will be able to make their trades, make their picks all right, but as far as trades go, I think that might be a little more complicated. I really do.
I agree with you. I think it might hurt the Patriots too, because Bill Belichick likes to do a lot of wheeling and dealing. Les, appreciate it, man. Great talking to you. Enjoy the draft Thursday night. We look forward to reading your articles on what the Eagles do come Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And again, appreciate your time, pal, and hope you're staying safe.
You too, Joe. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Les. Les Bowen on the Comcast Business Hotline from the Philadelphia Inquirer. Great stuff as usual.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.